I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1-cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
All right, guys. So the NFL Combine is kicking off this week, and a ton of people are speculating on the upcoming college players coming out this year's draft. We also have the NFL league year starting on March 13th, which is when free agency kicks off. So in this video, I want to talk about the top 5 running backs set to hit the open market and whether or not they're still good, what their values are doing, if they're undervalued, overvalued, buy, sell, hold. Let's dig in. Number 1, Saquon Barkley. As we look at his sold items here on eBay, you can see people are buying his cards. We're going to talk about this because he's still top 10 in opportunity, still put up double-digit touchdowns this past year, over 1,000 all-purpose yards, but he dropped way back in efficiency. And yes, the Giants' run blocking was not good. It came in at number 57 amongst running backs' run blocking rating. So, partly the fault of the offensive line, right? But even so, he ranked 21st in evaded tackles, 48 in juke rate, and 46 in yards created per touch. Those are yards created after the initial point of contact. He also missed 3 games due to an ankle and elbow injuries. As you can see here in his rookie Flawless Auto, which is one of the top 3 brands in the hobby, especially 2018, you have some nice scarcity here. $200 in a buy it now. You can see that seller gave almost a 50% discount. So people are looking to sell Saquon Barkley. Now, if we pop over here to the Keepa map and look at his graded market, you can see a lot of these cards are down. Some of them are interestingly enough up. If we just look at the base prism, which has a 990 pop, it's kind of bouncing all over the place. Not a great indicator of really what his market's doing. But what I can tell you is that is a trend. If you look at May 9th, $71 buy it now, $75 buy it now, August, and then you look at today, a $60 buy it now, or December 2nd, whoo, buddy, there was an auction that went super low there. That was definitely a buy. Let's look at something with a little bit more scarcity, like the Optic Hollow, and look at that one-year trend. Only 147 of these, slightly over a 50% PSA 10 hit rate, which is nice. But once again, we're going back to the springtime of last year. You have $180 buy it now. August, you have $145 buy it now. And this card has since fallen all the way to 102. So it's fallen between 50 and 100% in value since last spring and summer. Now let's look at one more. Let's look at the Silver Prism Auto. And you can look at both the 9 and the 10. There's only 82 10s. So this one's a little bit more difficult, but once again, April 16th, $375 buy it now. And then you fast forward, you have $215 buy it now in October and $199 auction this month. So in fact, the value's fallen quite a bit. The same thing with the PSA 9, going from $177.50 last May to now going for $85. So what we've seen is almost a 100% decrease in the value of Saquon Barkley's rookie cards, which, in my opinion, makes for an interesting flip opportunity. I'm actually going to recommend you sell Saquon Barkley on the news if he signs with a new team, hitting the market here in just a few weeks, or if he stays with the Giants and takes some kind of team-friendly deal, then I recommend that you hold them and sell them. But I think he's a good flip opportunity if looking at the values. If you buy right now, you can see some of these sellers are taking some pretty low offers. Cards of auction are going really low, like this BGS 9 here from National Treasures with the NFL gear. And you got that rookie auto. This is from 2018. So even if it doesn't have the RC shield, it's still from his rookie year. And you have an on-card rookie auto, serial numbered out of 99. National Treasures, a very hot brand. $78. That's pretty low for a player of Saquon Barkley's caliber. Hey guys, real quick, if you're new here, welcome to the Football Card Quest. My name is Andy, part of the NoOffseason.com Sports Card Network. We're 100% dedicated to football cards research and selling tips. So make sure you hit that subscribe button, that little bell notification icon, so you're notified every time we put out some new football card research videos. Number two, Josh Jacobs on the Las Vegas Raiders hitting the open market. Now, Jacobs missed four games last year due to a quad strain, but he's still on the field a ton, guys. He ranked number 11 in carries and number 19 in targets with a top 10 target share of 13.4%. So still showing a bell cow role just like Saquon. But efficiency was awful this past season, coming at number 49 in yards created per touch with just five breakaway runs. That's 36th. Granted, once again, the Raiders' run blocking was bad, ranking 46th in run blocking rating amongst RBs. And most of the time, defenders were stacking the box against him. In fact, he ranked number 4 in stacked front carry rate. So we're looking at his market here. We have a Silver Prism rookie ticket auto of $103. That is still a significant asking price, especially when you compare him to another guy later on this video, Tony Pollard from the same draft class. You get a great comparison there. And you can see Tony Pollard's trading for much less. In fact, here's an SGC 1010 of the same card from Josh Jacobs, but for $56, so half with the 1010 from SGC on the grade. There's a PSA 10 for $128. Not much more for Josh Jacobs. So Josh Jacobs is a firm sell for me on the free agency news. Whether he stays with the Raiders or goes someplace else, I personally think he leaves. You know, as you guys have just learned, or you already know, that he is a bell cow running back with a great receiving profile. He's got, you know, great history being from Alabama. So, you know, this guy's rookie cards are still going for quite the significant premium. I think you can make some nice money selling Josh Jacobs rookie cards. And even the base Prism PSA 10 is up very low overall resale value here of just 20. Most of the cards that are going to be targeted for a guy like Josh Jacobs are going to be those rookie autos. A big, big variance between what the base cards sell for, even in PSA 10 condition, like this base Prism here for $30 in PSA 10 condition, versus the rookie ticket autos like you guys just saw. So, for example, here's the Red Zone Panini Contenders. This is not from the Contenders Optic set, but the base Contender set, and there's only four PSA 10s, and so very, very few. But look at the value difference there. That's one of the reasons why we like to buy so much in the middle of the season there. October 10th, you have an auction for $137.65. Great snipe, especially when you see this one here, September 19th, going for $393. So that right there indicates a nice flip opportunity, but good luck finding another one of those. So you look at the PSA 9, there's not even been any sales of that in the past year. And that's why we go when we find a card we can find in common with another stud running back from the same draft class, preferably. That's the best way to do it. And when you can do that and you can find that his raw Silver Prism rookie ticket auto in auction, mind you, just yesterday, still getting 28 bids and going for over $100. That's how you know Josh Jacobs is still garnering that demand and that he is in the sell category. I do think Josh Jacobs, in my personal opinion, is overvalued at this point in his career. I think he ranks a little bit higher on the injury risk rating, and I think you can still get some pretty good values out of his rookie cards, and there should be a nice little spike here upcoming for the news, and I think if you've been holding them, this is a great time to sell.
What's up, guys? Andy here. Are you ready to start grading your cards?
Well, CGC Cards is the perfect place to slab your favorite football cards. From their crystal clear holders to their affordable pricing, CGC Cards is the perfect stop for your grading needs and the perfect PC protection. Go to cgccards.com to start grading today. Number three, Derrick Henry at 30 years old, man. This guy is still racking up over 280 carries. That's number one amongst running backs. Over 1,000 yards on the ground with over 4 yards per carry. He ranks second this year in rushing yards and sixth in touchdowns with 12 at 30 years old. Despite also not having good run blocking and defenders stacking the box against him all the time, King Henry finished with the second most breakaway runs amongst RBs with 16 and top 10 in evaded tackles with 59. Also, he missed zero games due to injury this past year. See what we got here. A rookie ticket auto out of 25. That's a championship ticket, PSA 9 for 385. The contenders draft college ticket for 55. So that's a pretty good indication right there. I'm looking for a January 17th. We have the, it's a sepia, a little short print action there for the rookie ticket auto, BGS 9.5 for 232. He's clearly in the sell category, but I would say Derrick Henry's a hold, man, because I think there's a good chance he goes to a new team. The rookie Tyjae Spears for the Titans stepped up pretty big. I think Derrick Henry's going to go to a team that has a potential shot at a ring next year. I think he goes to a big-time location, maybe the Philadelphia Eagles. Something like that would be ideal for the big man here. And his raw rookie ticket autos are over $100. I think that puts Derrick Henry in the clear hold category. Let's pull him up in the keep him app, because with Derrick Henry being from the 2016 draft class, he's got some nice scarcity to his rookie cards. He's also got that silver prism that comes silver standard out of the box and very desirable, up over $100. So you see right off the bat, massive difference between the market for Derrick Henry and that of Josh Jacobs. When you have a $20 base prism, PSA 10 for Josh Jacobs, and over a $100 one for that of Derrick Henry. Big difference that's primarily due to the pop count and the fact that the silver prism from 2016 is silver standard for all the rookies that year and in 2017. So recent auctions, look at this. Guy took a deal here for $100 on that card, whereas the same card closed in auction just 3 days prior for $152. 50% more. 50% more. So in fact, the good cards for Derrick Henry are ideal in auction, or just making sure you're setting those buy it nows higher than what the current auctions are closing now, because really this card can easily spike up to $200 or more. So man, that card must have moved really quick. This seller here, Cubs NWS06, must have sold that card almost immediately once they listed it because of the fantastic price. And you can see the market is down for Derrick Henry from last summer, and I think it's about to go back up. So Derrick Henry for me is in the buy category, and flip on the news here in free agency, or he's a hold if you've got him, because this guy is just, he's alien. He's an alien, man, and he's an anomaly. I think he could break the mold here. He could have another 1,000-plus rushing yard season, and at least the expectation is going to be there. And if he lands with a big team with a good offensive line, I think there's going to be a lot of hype for Mr. King Henry here, and his prices are definitely going to spike combined with that scarcity. Now we get to number four, Tony Pollard. His values have gone down quite a bit, as you can see. This might be a BGS 7, but still, it is a optic hollow rookie, a bronze prism here, rookie auto for $28. I mean, his card values have gone down probably at close to 100% or more from before the season. I mean, you look at a blue cracked ice prism out of 99 for playing for the Cowboys, $5.50. That's not good. If you're holding the Tony Pollard stock and you're looking at this like, oh man, but hear me out. So Tony Pollard missed zero games due to injury last year. He put up 1,300 all-purpose yards via way of big opportunity share. He was number 7 in carries with over 250 carries and number 11 in targets, 67. So he had a bell cow role, but he only converted into 6 touchdowns, which is ranked number 24th, partly due to a regression in his efficiencies. His carries increased 25% from 2022 to 2023, but he achieved the same amount of yards. Same thing through the air. He did the same thing. Receptions were up, but receiving yards down. So efficiency not great across the board, and this is why his stock has dropped so much. Plus, Dallas fans once again have a terrible taste in their mouth after flaming out in the playoffs in just really, really bad fashion. And the run blocking rating was decent, but it didn't rank very well for Tony Pollard. Combined with a positive game script most of the time for Dallas, you would think his efficiency would be higher. And that is why his card values are down so much. People are seeing a clear and obvious regression. Sometimes you could see it, the juice was there. Other times it wasn't. He ranked number 37 in yards created per touch and 25 in breakaway run rate. It's going to be really interesting to see what Dallas does this offseason at the running back position. But if Pollard gets another go at a bell cow role here, I've got to give the guy a little faith, and I think I got to double down and buy because his cards have gotten super, super cheap, and he's not even 27 years old yet. So I'm going to say buy on Tony Pollard, especially at the new prices that you can find him at in auctions. Pretty sick right now. Hey, what's up, guys? Andy here, back again. Quick question for you. Are you ready to lose that beer gut, get in the best shape of your life, regain confidence? See your energy go through the roof, guys. Resolve all kinds of stupid little health issues that we get when we get older. Well, join me and the other guys at Empower Men on a weekly mission. Every week, they hold me accountable to a set of simple goals. By doing this, in the last 90 days, I've lost over 40 pounds of body fat and put on muscle, gained tons of energy and confidence. Let's go. Join me over there, empowermen.com. We have a special link, guys, for $150 off your 90-day transformation, and you'll get to get on the calls with me and the other guys that are in the trenches, getting in the best shape of their life, and have some fun little health benefits to boot. Now we get to number 5, and that is Austin Eckler, currently on the LA Chargers, but hitting the open market like the rest of these guys this offseason. Here we have a beautiful cracked ice auto out of 25, PSA 9, $400. And you're like, whoa, that's a pretty good price. But keep in mind, Austin Eckler's only got about 35 different rookie cards. Go pull that number up on tcdb.com, guys, and verify me. But off the top of my head, it's very few. It's basically the rookie ticket auto. It's a few different variations of the select. And that's it. That's what you get for Austin Eckler from his rookie year of 2017. A lot of people are down on him after last year. Some people aren't, obviously, as you can see, still buying, but at a very, very discounted price. The seller took literally 75% off of their listing. 80% off of their listing here on this pink prism out of 10, PSA 10, pop one. Really, really nice card, right? Took it down from 1,000 all the way to 200. But this is the reason why. Eckler missed 3 games last year due to a high ankle sprain, but clearly, this injury hampered him for multiple more games that last year. Barely managed to clear 1K all-purpose yards, which is pretty wild because his touchdowns last year were 20, and the year before that were 18, and this year were only 6. So his efficiency declined, obviously, but he still managed to rank top 5 amongst running backs in targets. And top and number 9 in receiving yards, showcasing his elite running back ability, receiving running back ability. His carries dropped to just 179, about 210 the year before that. And granted, the Chargers didn't run much, so definitely part of the equation. They had one of the higher pass to run ratios. Somehow, he still managed to rank number 8 in yards created per touch and number 11 in total yards created, with the worst run blocking rating of any of these top 5 running backs in this video. So when I see that, I'm like, Austin Eckler's actually still good. He just really had he was a product of a high ankle sprain, and he was a product of a bad team environment last year. I think Austin Eckler hits the open market here. Depending on where he lands, could be very, very juicy. We saw the peak for his rookie ticket autos on this, getting up to about $150. So right now, these are down over 100%, guys, over 100%. So Austin Eckler, for me, is in the buy category. And I still think this guy has got juice to play. And the fact that he's only got 35 different rookie cards makes me really excited for just the scarcity of the rookie card, and the fact that it could go up pretty quickly in the right situation of news, the right opportunity. And obviously we know Austin Eckler can be a number one running back in the NFL. Obviously not as good as Christian McCaffrey, but he can be up there. And these prices are just down. They're just down 100 to 200% across the board. The guy doesn't have very many. All right, guys, that's all the time we have today. Let me know in the comments section below, which running back are you most excited about? What other running backs did you want to hear about? Maybe DeAndre Swift, Antonio Gibson. Who's your favorite sleeper running back heading into free agency here in just a few weeks away, guys? All right, I'll catch you later. Quick note to all you regular subscribers who normally see Carter and I go live on Tuesday. I will be out of pocket tomorrow. I will not be live with Carter. We'll have to reschedule that live stream. Have a couple meetings you guys will find out about soon with my man Paul Hickey. But we'll catch you on later on this week. I will be live this week on Thursday night with Steve. He's back. I'm back. Excited to chop it up with you guys. So I'll see you guys there. Peace.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.